all the Gemara. We learned the Chanamehima Deberes Aliba, that the Rabbi Leza says in the name of Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, that Aliba, since it's an expression, Aliba is sort of estranged about her heart, that he says that it actually means Al Iske Liba. Al Iske Liba, that she actually prayed about her heart. I thought there was a Rashi over here. Amra Lefana. Chana said before Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Kol Mashi Barasa Ve'ishalo Barasa Dover Echel Avatala. Everything you created in a woman, of course, in a man too, but she was a woman, she's talking about herself. Nothing was created of Avatala. Nayim Liro, so it's Nayim Lishmoa. Chotem Lahariach, Peladabi, Dayim Lasos Behem Balocha, Raglayim Lahalof Behem, Dodim Lahanik Behem. So breasts were created for nursing. Dodim alalosh nasata alibi. These dodim that are alibi on my heart, lama. Why do I have them? Lola hanik bahen. Aren't they for nursing? Tainli ben vaanik bahen. So that's what it means. Aliba means on what's on her heart. What's on her heart? Her breasts. So she was saying that my breasts serve no purpose without my having a child. So that can't be. HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't have created something that that purposeless. Of course, there are plenty of women that don't have children. You know, so it's not necessarily true this is not necessarily true that everything has the obvious purpose. I mean, some women maybe, you know, have to find another purpose for themselves, for their lives other than children. Well, you know. Not every woman's life is decreed to be a mother. Not everyone is a mother. So this is Tfilas Chana, but it doesn't mean that I'm trying to say it's not logically imperative that that's the case, that every woman has to have children, otherwise she has no purpose. This was her tefillah, that, you know, that you created the parts of my body for a purpose, and they would not fulfill their purpose if I didn't have children.
Isn't there some element of truth to that tefillah?
Obviously, there's some element of truth to it. Otherwise, she wouldn't have said it, and it wouldn't have worked.
And it wouldn't be in the Gemara.
But the question, it's not necessarily true that, you know, that every woman has the opportunity to use every part of her body
It's a universal hope, though. Could you say that?
I don't know if it's universal, but it's certainly
no,
very
but the,
common.
A woman as a conceptually.
That's what that, a woman's... Right.
Yeah, well, that... And
that's why women were created with breasts, to nurse that.
Right.
I assume
the klal is true.
There may be other purposes, I don't know, but...
But the klal is true, and she's saying, isn't that
he's
true? Right. Why
he's challenging God again.
Yes, she is. She is. That's the spell of Al Hashem, right? Mm. She is... If you remember, one of the things when we talked about the Shem Tzivakos, why she used the Shem, says nobody called Kodesh Baruch Hu Tzivakos until this time. And we talked about what does the name Tzivakos mean? Why is it a Shem Hashem? If it just means the hosts, and that God Hashem is the Lord of the hosts in the Shemaim, so why is that a Shem Hashem, right? So we brought to Rav Yaakov Melkenberg, the Ksava Kabbalah, who says that Tzivakos means that he organizes the world. That's the shame, that everything is organized properly. So what I thought was, I don't think he says this, but that's shot is that everything fits into the big picture. That's what Chan is saying too. My whole body, it all fits into your big picture, your plan for the universe and your plan for me as an individual. How do my dadim fit into that plan if I don't have any children? Anyway, he doesn't say that, but I just thought that seems to go together. So the Gemara says... That's the Gemara. Fine. That's the Gemara. The next Gemara says, continuing, so the Gemara brings, I'm sure that people explain what the connection is, but the obvious connection is that it's the same person who said it, right? But Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, the same Baal Memra as the previous Baal Memra, Kol Yoshi B'tanis B'Shabbos Koron Lo Gzardino Shal Shim Shona. V'afa Pikein Chozim Nifromimenu Din Onik Shabbos My takanose, amar of Nachum by Yitzchak, leisiv tanis or tanis. So what does the Gemara say? That anybody who's fast on Shabbos, korlo gzardino shel shivim shana. Rashi says, what is a gzardino shel shivim shana? A 70-year decree. Klomar afilu nigzerlo minu'urav. Lefishitainis, okay. It means even if it's a lifetime decree. Because it says, yimeshmos shoseyem bohem shivim shana. So shivim shana stands for a life. A person's life is shivim shana. So it means even if while he's young, he has a lifetime decree that something bad is supposed to happen to him. So if he fasts on Shabbos, so korin lo gzardino. Okay? And Rashi says, why? What's so special about fasting on Shabbos? Why should fasting on Shabbos have such a powerful effect? So he says, Lefisha tainis kosher b'Shabbos, because fasting on Shabbos is especially difficult. Lefisha kol mis'an gimbo, because everybody else is enjoying themselves. V'hu mis'an, and he's fasting. So that's why it's a special thing. So the Gemara says nevertheless, he's punished, even though he's supposed to do this, right? Well, he doesn't actually say he's supposed to do it. He says, even though it has such a powerful effect, that it's korel of gzardin shel shivim shana, nevertheless, he'll still be punished for what? For being mevatel onik Shabbos, right? Nifroin mimeno din onik Shabbos. My takanase, what can you do to prevent yourself from being punished for the bitul onik Shabbos? Yosef, Tanisa, Latanisa. Right? Rashi, Latanisa, Tanisa, Yis'an Elamach, he's responsible the next day. So the question is what is this Yosef B'Tainis B'Shabbos? Why are you fasting on Shabbos? I mean, is it saying that a person can just pick Shabbos to fast on? Because if he wants to really have a powerful Tainis, he should say, well, I'll fast on Shabbos. That's the most powerful Tainis. I'll pick it, and this way I'll be Korea Gzardin Shel Shivim Shana. So Tosus brings down, Tosus Dibur Maskil, called Yosef B'Tainis B'Shabbos, brings down in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, who actually brings it down in the name of Haigon, that this is talking about, this fast is a Tainis Chalom. Okay? A Tainis Chalom, we saw in the Gemara in Tainis, stuff, Yudbeis and Midbeis, that a person is supposed to fast a Tainis Chalom immediately when he has the dream. He can't switch it. You know, normally you can switch days, fast days, under certain circumstances. By Tanas Chalom, you can't do it. Because of Yofa Tainis L'Chalom Keish L'Nores, and Omer Rav Chista, Uvo Vayom. Omer Rav Yosef, Afilu B'Shabbos. Okay?
Oops. What's in the Ores?
Nores is, I think, kindling. In other words, I'm not sure exactly what this means, but I think it means something like that just like fire swiftly consumes the kindling, similarly, a tainis swiftly consumes a bad dream. Something like that.
Oops.
I don't know what the oops is.
I say oops.
But what does the oops mean?
I said Yaffa is a name.
Oh, okay. Yaffa is a famous name, yes. So Tosfos brings down Rabbeinu Chananel and says that our Gemara is talking about the Tainis Chalom. It doesn't say that in our Gemara, okay? And it's a big chiddush in our Gemara. The reason it's a chiddush is because one of the groups that if you look in the Ksav Yad Minchin in the Dikduke Sofrim or some of the other places that you have the different Gersos in the Gemara, you in this Gemara here in Tainis, it doesn't say umatakanose Yosef Tainis Latanisa. It doesn't say this discussion of Vafa PK Nif. Even our Gemara, we have Maitakanose, but we don't have the part of the Nifromi Menu Onik Shabbos. So it's clear, you know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm saying.
Alpha became chosen for a minute.
Right, in the Gemara in Brachos.
Oh, Brachos.
But in the Gemara in Shabbos that says it's talking about Tanis Chalom, it doesn't say that.
Oh, okay.
So there may be Shonim who learn that if it's a Tanis Chalom, you don't have to fast another fast because you had to fast that Shabbos. Since you had to fast, you're not punished for the fact that you're about to fast
Shabbos.
If you had the Chalom on Friday night, or right, on Shabbos. Right?
But there's another reason, because it's a Tana.
It's a what?
It's a tanuk for you.
Yes. Okay.
So what happened?
But obviously that's
the way you're explaining.
Oh, okay.
It could be
okay.
Yom Kippur?
What about Yom Kippur?
Could it be the Gemara says Amar Rabbi says Bishul Kol Yoshev B'Tanis B'Shabbes.
You told me, could that be Yom Kippur? That's right. Your question. Could
because
that be?
Because
you say, what do you mean Yom Kippur?
No, he wants to know maybe the reason we're fasting on Shabbos is because it's Yom Kippur.
Shabbos Yom Kippur.
I hear what you're saying.
So you have to fast another day for Yom Kippur?
I don't know.
But it doesn't.
Well, but you don't have to have that here in
this Gemara.
But it doesn't
fit the qualifications.
Well, that you do have in this Gemara.
It doesn't.
No, yeah, you can't. You can't fast another.
Because not everybody else is Masonic.
Whoever fasts another
you
day.
You can't. Because says in the Gemara that you're Mevatel on Shabbos and you have to fast another day because of it. That you don't have. Certainly don't have that Yom Kippur. The called those for Shabbos.
Okay.
Nobody holds that way.
So
what?
I don't think it'd be. What it could be. What it could be is it could be the Arbishon, the Shita Mekubetzes, and the Meiri brings a sheet that it holds that this tainus in our Gemara is the tainus of tshuva. That because of Rosh Hashanah, either fast on Rosh Hashanah, or fast, because the Rosh Hashanah hold that you can fast, or you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah, even though the Pasuk says it's not that way. It could be a tshuva, a Shabbos tshuva that people who fasted, okay? Shabbos tshuva. So, the Rishonim who learned that's the case we're talking about over here, and that's why you warm about the Lonik Shabbos, and therefore you do have to be Yosef Tanis L'Tanisa. Mashenkein, they would say a Tanis Chalom, that wouldn't apply. And they would point to the difference in the two sugyas, that the discussion of in the Gemara and Tanis that talks specifically about a Tanis Chalom, it says this whole thing about Mevat Lonik Shabbos and having to fast another fast for that fast. And in the Gemara here that just says Yosher B'Shabbos B'Tainus B'Shabbos doesn't mention what kind of Tainus. Here it's talking about a fast that you didn't have to do on Shabbos, that you wanted to do for whatever good reason you had. And in such a case, you have to have another Tainus for the Tainisa. Okay? You're not in agreement with this?
You said that it says that, but it says there.
It does say it in our Gemara. In our Gemara, it says very similar in both sugyas.
Okay, fine.
Oh, it says that you have to fast Matakanose, Yoshiv Tainis L'Tanisa, even by Tanis Chalom, in our Gemara and Tainis. Okay. But you can see that the Gemara is not the same because it doesn't have this whole thing about Afapike Nifroim Men Og Shabbos, doesn't have over there.
Right.
And if you look in Ksav Yad Minchin, you won't see the whole discussion.
Okay.
So by Tainis Chalom, these Rishonim hold, there is no need for a Takana because there's no punishment because you had to fast.
Right.
Okay. But the Rach brings, as I said, Toz brings on the Rach. The Rach holds that what's the Tainus we're talking about over here? The Tainus Chalom. And even though you're supposed to do it on Shabbos, nevertheless, you still is an element. Even though it, and now you're supposed to do it on Shabbos, but it's so powerful that it's koring gzardin shel ayin shana. Nevertheless, it has a negative component to it, and that negative component is the bitul onik Shabbos, and you have to make that up by fasting another day. Whether you have to fast the next day, that Sunday, or whether you can fast another day, is a discussion among the Rishonim, what you have to do. Any case, so Tosa says, Pirush Rabbeinu Chanan b'tainus chalom. Remember, it doesn't say that in the Gemara. V'chein Isa b'medrash Tehillim. And Tosa says, it says this in the Medrash Tehillim. We don't have such a Medrash Tehillim. Nobody knows what this Medrash Tehillim is. Yoshev v'tainus chalom. Oh, so Tosa says, okay, so we learn like the Rabbeinu Chanan, like the Gaonim who held that what's the Yoshev v'tainus b'chalom over here? Well, whatever it is, it's you're fasting on Shabbos for whatever reason that you're fasting. When are you going to say Aneinu? Normally, where do you say Aneinu? So if you're a Shliach Tzibur, you say as a separate bracha after Goel Yisroel. Then before Refleinu, and if you're, and you say it with a chasima, it's a bracha, it's koveya bracha b'fnei atzma, which means you say Baruch Ato Hashem Ha'oneh Be'et Sora. Medina de Gemara, and a chasim says that at every tefillah on a tzibur, on a tainus. Medina de Gemara, a yachid also says Aneinu in every tefillah on a tainus. Okay? But he does, it's not koveya bracha b'fnei atzma, because the Gemara says something like, why should a yachid say, make a bracha b'fnei atzma? I don't really understand that question, but the Gemara asks that. Why, like, he's not Rashi, he's not Roy I don't know if I can find that Gemara if you write this morning. But anyway, the Gemara says, why should a Riyachid make a bracha with an atzma? So the Gemara says, no, he says it in Shema Tefillah. But then the Gemara, without a chesima. I mean, it has a chesima, but it has the chesima of Shema Tefillah. It doesn't have its own chesima. And Medin the Gemara, he does that every tefillah on a tainus. The Gaon and Masakein, because they were concerned that what happens if you don't really finish the fast, or you don't really, and it comes out that you said a sheker, you said some tiny seinu, and you didn't really fast. So the Gaonim were Masakein, and it's our minute that a yachid doesn't say anenu at all, except mincha. It's the only time we say anenu, and we do it, of course, in Shemaya Tefillah. Okay? So Tosis wants, so that's good if you're davening during the weekday, where you have a Shemaya Tefillah to stick it in. Okay? But if you're a davening on Shabbos, and you're fasting on Shabbos, and you have to say Anenu on Shabbos, where are you going to say Anenu? So actually, there's the whole Yushalmi on this with three different opinions, and there's about five different ways of understanding that Yushalmi. And Tosas doesn't bring down any of this. I'm not sure if I should have brought down any of this either. Tosas says, you know where you say it? He brings down the Baalos Gedolos, who says you say it in Elokai Netzor. That's what all the Baalos Gedolos says. That's one of the problems with Rishonim, is often when they quote each other, they don't put it in quotation marks, or they don't even say Ad Kan. So you don't know where the quotation ends and where the comment of the quoter begins. So, but over here, apparently, the Bahag just said Sheomer Anenu Belokai Netzor. Since you don't have a bracha to add it to, because what's the only bracha that you have in the Emtsoyim of is Mekadesh Hashabbos? That's the only bracha you have, and for some reason, the Bahag didn't feel that was an appropriate place to put it into. I'm not really sure why, but he didn't feel it was appropriate to put it in there. Excuse me? I didn't read that yet. I don't understand what you said. Yes. And now, it's Pirush Bahag, Sheomer, Banen, the Elokai Netzor, period. Okay, that's the end of the quote from the Baalos Gedolos. And now Tosus is saying, as Urim pointed out, Vafilu Koveya Brocha La'atzmo. Not only can you say, or should you say, according to the Baalos Gedolos, Anenu in Elokai Netzor, but once you're saying Elokai Netzor, you then can make a brocha. Then you shouldn't. I have to be careful because Mark's on my case over here. Then you should say it not as a normally a yachid will do what? Will only include it in another bracha, but won't be koveya bracha la'atzmo. But here, since you're saying it in a l'kai nesor, which Tosa says, kevan she'eno besoch yudches, it's not within, and there is no yudches over here, but what he means is, it's not within the Amida itself, it's sort of an adjunct to the Amida, so therefore you can say Baruch, you can say Anenu Hashem Anenu B'yom Tzom Taniseinu, and then you can finish it by saying Baruch Ato Hashem Ho'one Be'esura, even though you're Yochid. So Tosus is saying over here that the only problem with saying your own bracha is if you're saying it within the Shmona Esrei, but after the Shmona Esrei is completed, there's no problem. And the some of the Achronim point out, Pnei Yeshua and others point out that Tosus on Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph, which we learned, seems to disagree with this Tosos. Tosus the Chof Tes Amud Aleph Dibur Maskim the Pnei says Venira in the middle of the Tosos. Shekol HaOmer Bruchah To Hashem Shemayat Tefillah Akshasiyam Divrei Tachnunim Miyushev Meguna. Tosus says that not only can't you add extra brachos in the middle of Shmona Esrei, but you also can't add extra brachos on your own and not in the middle of Shmona Esrei. For instance, as I pointed out, if you look at a I don't know what the article Matzah has, but if you look at a a Kolbo Machzor, or one of the more traditional older Machzorim, by Hinini Ha'oni Mimas, when the Chazan says Hinini Mimas, he concludes it by saying Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tefillah. It's a bracha of Atah. It's not a bracha of Atah. It's appropriate for you made a tefillah, you made a tachnunim, and you're saying Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tefillah. It's perfectly appropriate. And Tosus would say on the Lamed Avon Beis, there's nothing wrong with it. Why? Because Kevin She'ena B'Soch Yudches, right? However, Tosus on Chavtes says Shekolam Baruch Atah Hashem Shemeh Tefillah Achash Siyam Divrei Tachnunim Miyushiv Meguna. He doesn't say it's Osir. Doesn't say it's a brachal of Atala, but he says it's reprehensible. It's maguna. Why? So there's Gemara. I don't know. Tosa interprets this Gemara in a very unusual way. The Gemara in Megillah Yudches says that you should say Akeel Agod Lagiba Anora. You cannot allow to add extra descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right?
Isn't that because we can't?
Because you can't, right?
A person really isn't able to say.
See, I'm tina lechul ishvachi demoras. The Gemara says.
Didn't he
say it to him? So now you're finished. That's it.
Yeah, is that it?
Yeah. That's it. You can't say anything else. That's all. That's great about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing else. Yeah. The Tosas applies it. That's what I'm saying. Tosas applies in a very unusual way.
This is the Gemara.
I think so. Tosas. I actually didn't look it up, but I think that's the Gemara. Tosus applies that to mean that it's also, that's why it's also lahosiv brachos al elu. You're not allowed to add extra brachos. Va'afilu imbal espalosh one esri. Okay, then Tosus gets in the whole thing is, which I don't want to get into because it's another side issue about tefillas nedava and everything like that. But Tosus shita here on daf chavtes is that what that you are not allowed to make an extra bracha, even if it's not part of Shmona Esrei. Okay? And that's the reason why I believe our minig is, and many other shuls have a minig, that when the Chazan says in the Ani Mimas, you conclude Baruch Atah Shemeh Tefillah. It doesn't say the shame, because it doesn't make it
a dual.
The new Machzorim, leave it out. Because of this Shitas Tosas. Alright? So, So Tosus is assuming that you're going to say, Tosus on the Chotes would hold, what do you do with Aneinu?
You say it with a bracha.
So he would say, you say Aneinu in El Kaina Tzor without a bracha, without a chasima. You just say the same thing Yov normally says, Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, without bracha to Hashem. The Rush brings down, as I said, there's a whole Yerushalmi discussing this, and the Rush brings down the Yerushalmi, and according to the Yerushalmi, it may very well be that the place where you say Aneinu is included in the bracha of Hamachzir Shekhinah Salatziyam. Okay? That's a bakosha, and you may include it. That's the bakosha that you have on Shabbos. And according to the Rush says that we may hold, not if you hold like the Rishami, it's not like the Balalos Gedolos, that you don't say Aneinu kind of so, but rather you say it in Hamachzir Shekhinah Salatziyam. Without the chesima. There are many other pshatim in the Rishalmi. I gave you some of them here in the Beis Yosef. I'm not prepared, at the time or the inclination right now, to go through all of them. Okay? Hopefully you learn through them so you know them. Otherwise, you can go through them on your own. Stop over here.
Okay. Actually, I see that I should have read this.
Yeah, sure.
It says there's a stira.
Right.
I didn't realize it. Not me.
Not me.
Not me?
No, you have to take it home with you.
What do I do with them?
Did you learn the whole thing?
What?
Did you go through the whole thing?
I got through the first line.
So you have a lot of work?
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you.
When does Ronnie learn?
Did you go on?
Yes, sure.
Did you learn with? Oh, he learns with you, right?
What?
Moshe.
Is this still on? Are we being recorded here?
Probably.
How do you turn this off? Hold. I put it on hold. Where's Mark? Let me look at this. Hold. Where's Mark?
He left.
He went left?
Downstairs and hasn't come back yet. I don't know where he went to.
Anybody know how to work this? Okay, Mark, I'll push the button here.
You push the button.
And now it says hold. I have no idea what that means.
Why don't you push a button?
Well, we were having a conversation. I just realized that all our conversations would be recorded.